The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Great civilizations are not murdered, goes the story. Instead, they take their own lives. So concluded the historian Arnold Toynbee in his 12-volume magnum opus, A Study of History. It was an exploration of the rise and fall of 28 different civilizations. He was right in some respects. Civilizations are often responsible for their own decline. However, their self-destruction is usually assisted. Now, this is where he gets all wet here. The Roman Empire, for example, was the victim of many ills, including overexpansion, climate change, really? Environmental degradation and poor leadership, but it was also brought to its knees when Rome was sacked by the Visigoths in 410 and the Vandals in 455. Rome as the pagan Rome civilization ended because paganism cannot sustain itself, does not sustain itself. Pagan civilizations always rise and then they go. The eternal city, though, as she is known, of Rome, I just mentioned the Perv Synod, the Sodomite summit that was held there, still there by some miracle. That reminds me. Oh boy, howdy. Remind me later on in the program to talk to you about gates of hell and what gates of hell really mean. Anyway, I just thought I would just tease with this stupid, ridiculous headline about the end of civilization because we already live in the end of a civilization. Any civilization that murders its soon-to-be-born at the rate at which we murder it is not a civilization at all, and it's certainly not a civilization worth sustaining or worth my or your blood and treasure to preserve. Now, anyone that says that is just not looking at the reality of what we have to deal with every day. I'd like to give you an example. Here we go. Several people published a story on Friday. Rod Dreher was one of them. Here's a headline. All hail the masturbating middle schooler. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this stuff up. Amanda Hess at the New York Times writes about a new series of TV shows. Now, I'm going to put in the chat room the title of the TV show as it is printed. That's the title. If I were to get a little cutesy with the 5 and pin 15, what does that say? Wait. What does that say? That's not pin 15. You'll figure it out. What does it say? It's a potty part. This is a teenage comedy. This is a comedy that is targeted at teenagers and stars teenagers. Amanda Hess writes. It begins innocently enough in the third episode of the Hulu comedy Pen 15. Again, what does Pen 15? You people in the DED chat room, please. Do you need me to actually say it? You can't see what that says? Come on. In the third episode of the Hulu comedy, Pen 15, the seventh grader, Maya, okay, seventh grade. We're a little higher than 8-year-olds, dude. Of course, last Friday, it was 7-year-olds. The seventh grader, Maya, is playing with two My Little Pony dolls, mashing their pink plastic faces together in a fantasy makeout session when her face flushes pink too. For maybe the first time, she sticks a hand down her underwear. And for the remainder of the 30-minute episode, that hand rarely reemerges.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.